Today in the Middle East, Secretary of State Colin Powell held separate talks with the Israeli and Palestinian leaders to try to broker a ceasefire. Israeli and Palestinian officials said Powell failed to achieve a breakthrough, but all signs say he intends to keep trying. NPR's Linda Gradstein reports.
In a convoy of armor-plated vehicles, Secretary Powell arrived at Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat's besieged compound in Ramallah. The Israeli tanks pulled back slightly to allow Powell to approach the partially destroyed compound, where Israel has kept Arafat confined to a few rooms for more than 2 weeks. The meeting was originally scheduled for an hour. After more than 3 hours of talks, Powell described the meeting as useful and constructive and said he and the Palestinian leader exchanged a variety of ideas. American officials here said Powell pressed Arafat to do more to stop suicide bombers. The meeting between Powell and Arafat was originally scheduled for yesterday, but was postponed to today while Powell waited for Arafat to issue a condemnation of a suicide bombing in Jerusalem Friday that killed 6 people. Arafat's statement came Saturday. Palestinian Information Minister Yasser Abed Rabo, who participated in the meeting, confirmed there was no breakthrough. He described the atmosphere as serious and frank, but he said chances for progress are up to Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon.
The progress can be made when Sharon declares that he is going to respond to the demands of the President of the United States through the immediate withdrawal from the cities that he had occupied in the past 2 weeks.
Secretary Powell later held a second meeting with Prime Minister Sharon in Tel Aviv. The Bush administration has repeatedly demanded that Israel end its offensive in the West Bank, but has not imposed a timetable. Israeli officials say they want to finish the job and crush what Sharon has called the terrorist infrastructure. Israeli Cabinet Minister Dan Meridor says Israel wants to make sure that any agreement on a ceasefire will stick this time, unlike in the past. He says the Bush administration agrees with Israel's position.
They know that there is tomorrow and after tomorrow. So the need to find some sort of agreement by which, when we leave these areas, which we want to do as soon as possible, there will not be a recurrence, which will inevitably lead to another operation, even tougher. Because what will we do then?
State Department spokesman Richard Boucher today said Powell will spend Monday on a trip to Beirut and Damascus. Officials said he will discuss growing tensions along the Israeli-Lebanese border. On Tuesday, Powell is scheduled to hold another meeting with Yasser Arafat in Ramallah. It was not clear how long Powell will stay in the region, but Israel Radio reported he does not want to leave until he makes some concrete progress towards a ceasefire. Linda Gradstein, NPR News, Jerusalem.